The next item we'll cover is from the Alumni Association, and today Steve Van Arsdale, who is the vice chairman of the board, will be here to give the report. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I begin, let me simply state that I'm making this presentation on behalf of the Alumni Association because our CEO and president, Lauren Taylor, after 18 years of dedicated service, has chosen to stand down and has resigned effective last Friday. We greatly appreciate the value and the impact that his 18 years, longest serving CEO of the Alumni Association, have had both on the association and on the university. We have begun the process of seeking his successor, and we'll move as rapidly with that as we can, but also moving slowly enough to assure that we get the right person into the slot. But as I go through these slides, the achievements I'm about to note are primarily the result of Lauren's leadership. I'm not going to go through each of the line items on the slide, but ask the trustees and the members of the audience to do so to the extent that they wish. But simply say, as another year, calendar year, comes to an end, the association is very proud of what has been accomplished, but we also look forward to the upcoming year and a great deal more that we anticipate accomplishing. No question about it, you all know the challenges of the past year with funding and resources. But at the same time, sometimes those challenges help you to get more critically focused on what you want to accomplish. In our case, how do we connect, how do we inspire, and how do we celebrate our alumni? I think, in fact, we are reaching more alumni and engaging with more alumni through a number of programs than we have in the past. Those programs include, frankly, direct marketing, the affinity programs with which a number of you are familiar, a fair degree of one-on-one interactions, which we want to increase, and an insight community that we've recently completed with young alumni as we learn to be more facile with social media. As we've ramped up our efforts to mobilize alumni, we have also ramped up our efforts on a very, very important aspect of our work, and that is advocacy. Our alumni have really stepped it up in the past year, participating in our efforts, both in Springfield and in Washington, D.C., and we see that as a continuing important role for the years to come. We've also done something a little bit differently than in the past, and perhaps it's because I'm an accountant that you always like to be able to measure things. We have established a system that going forward, we're going to be able to take a look at where did our efforts go, what did we accomplish against those, not just what do we think we did, but to have the data that will support so we can know what came from the actions that we undertook. I mentioned one of our objectives of connecting with alumni. A lot of ways to do that. Many of you are familiar with our regional clubs, our interest groups. We host alumni events, communicate through various channels, the magazine, increasing, as I mentioned a moment ago, use of social media, e-newsletters, and our website is getting more hits than in prior years, and is set up so that you can come in and look at any of the three universities within our system. Other examples of getting together with folks, more than 200 graduates attended the Black Alumni Reunion on the Urbana campus. Both President Killeen and Chancellor Jones participated in that event, and the keynote speaker was Michael Strutmanis, who many of you know, an Urbana alum and vice president of the Obama Foundation. He was also our comeback guest at the homecoming this year. On the East Coast, and we have to remember we go where our alumni are, we hosted a tailgate party, if you will, in conjunction with the Illinois-Rutgers game. We had over 200 alums who came to that. Additionally, we hosted a networking event in New York City where Josh Whitman spoke and was extremely well received. Athletics is an important role to play in the university system. Another objective, inspiring alumni. There are a lot of means to do this, and I mentioned what I consider to be one of the most important a couple of moments ago, and that's Illinois Connections, advocacy. Nothing inspires individuals more then pitching in and helping to accomplish objectives that they share in common with their colleagues and their university. At the end of August, we hosted a breakfast in Peoria with UIS graduate and Alumni Association board member Randy Whitner, Witter serving as moderator for the panel for legislative and community leaders. At the beginning of September, we kicked off a program, Legislators Visit to Campus. We had 9 state senators, representatives, and members of the governance staff in attendance. More than 150 alumni attended the Illinois Connection annual meeting, where U of I graduate and state representative Lou Lang was the keynote speaker. We greatly appreciate the support we've received in these efforts from President Killeen and the Office of Governmental Relations, as well as the U of I caucus. We look forward to continuing this partnership, which we see as increasingly vital to the university. But as you think about outreach, which we try to do, when you think about inspiring others, one of the things in the past year that has been established is relatively unique from our perspective, and that was reaching out to the alumni associations of the other 9 public universities in the state of Illinois, all in a program to emphasize the importance of higher education as a whole within the state. When you do something like that, you very quickly find out that there's not one source of data to look at, that it is all disparate and dispersed. So we went about developing an interactive tool that would help us look at a number of factors. We think this tool is going to be very beneficial to us and to the other public universities and to legislators. They're going to be able to look out and see who in their districts went to public universities, and that can be very important as we move forward. On the screen up in front of you, if you look at the districts in color, those will represent House districts where legislators are, in fact, graduates of a public university in Illinois. Every school in the consortium has contributed its data and can get back into it. We have it centralized but available to all of them, and we're going to take another step in early 2017, which is to make that information, these legislative maps, available to the public as well. Another example of this data mining is if you look at the interactive legislative map, you can see who graduated in what district. As an example, if you look at Senator Scott Bennett on the top line, more than 33,000 folks who are U of I alumni live in his district, a very powerful statement to him and a very powerful statement to those alums. Thus far, feedback very, very positive. We need to keep it up. We need to keep it moving. We need to find new ways in which to mine the data we're pulling together to use for the advantage of the state of Illinois, and we intend to do so. I also mentioned celebrating alumni, something that I believe all in this room are familiar with. We have all sorts of awards. We want to celebrate big events. We want to celebrate small events. By their very nature, the awards that you will see mentioned here tend to go to those who have been very successful in their research enterprises, very successful in their business enterprises, and very successful in relating to the university over the course of their career. We need also to find a way to celebrate all of those folks who went to the university, graduated, and they're going to be teaching grade school, they're going to be teaching high school. By the nature of what they've chosen to do in their life pursuit, they will not necessarily have the big splash that certain others will, but they are vitally important to what we do. They are vitally important to the state of Illinois. They are vitally important to our education systems. We need to continue to reach out to them as well. Thinking of some of the larger awards of celebrating alumni, in September, I believe it was, Chancellor Emeritus presided over the UIC Awards Luncheon, passing out 3 major awards. I had the privilege of being there, and I want to tell you, the accomplishments of these individuals were most impressive. Likewise, in October, Chancellor Cook recognized 2 UIS graduates at the annual alumni gala, and of course, we connected with many alumni at homecoming in Urbana. As I mentioned, Michael Stratmanis was our comeback awardee, but also a former member of this Board of Trustees. Dr. Kenneth Smith was, Schmidt was honored with the Lou Lier Award. Currently in front of you, you see the primary functions of the Alumni Association. I won't go through these. Each is very important to accomplishing our ultimate objectives. But as many of you also know, during the past year, President Colleen commissioned a group of current and former members of the board, of the Alumni Association, and of the foundation to look at how we could better align our organizations, how we could better support the goals of the university, how we could better focus on our alums to do so. The committee has proposed a new advancement model, which I believe will serve the system extremely well. It is up and running. I attended one of the meetings just this week. It includes the chancellors, Jim Moore, the Alumni Association, certain others, but to focus on what we can do better together as a team. I think that we, each and every one of us, are very optimistic about the direction in which this is headed, and I think it will allow us to focus on the uniqueness of each of our three universities, but recognize that together as a whole, we make the system stronger when acting in concert. One last item that I would mention about the functions of the Alumni Association has to do with this august group. The Alumni Association each year goes through a very thorough process of seeking potential candidates for the Board of Trustees, goes through a process of going through the backgrounds, carefully vetting those backgrounds and the individuals, determining their desire to serve, should they be so requested, and then submitting those to the governor. We take no position on incumbent trustees, but only look for individuals who would be coming in to fill seats that otherwise would become open. Our recommendations for the current year are in progress and will shortly be submitted to the governor. First, let me thank you for allowing me to speak to you today. It is a privilege to do so. This is a very brief overview of what we have going on. On almost any one of these subjects, I would be happy to go on for far longer than our chairman would wish for me to do. But I think that we have great things to come in the years ahead, and I look forward to working with each of you as we accomplish our common goals for the betterment of the people of the state of Illinois, our alums, and the university system. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you for your service on the board. Just two or three things. Number one, your comments about moving forward and how collaboratively working with the foundation, with the three universities, and is critical in the future. Yeah, the second thing I would comment, and President Colleen and I have had the benefit of the Illinois Connection and how important that has been as we have talked with our representatives with the Illinois Caucus. The tools that Illinois Connection has that you work with are critical to us and our efforts and to the alumni that talk to it. And lastly, your comment about Lauren, I worked with Lauren almost the whole time he was here when I was on the alumni board, and we wish him well as he moves on to the next stage of his life. Tim, anything else you want to add?
Just really thank Steve Van Arsdale for a wonderful presentation, and obviously a distinguished alumnus in his own right. The visionary leadership and the imagination that you're bringing to the table is very deeply appreciated, as is for all the members of the board. And I also want to echo your comments about Lauren Taylor. I think we owe Lauren a deep debt of gratitude for 18 years of distinguished service to the university system, and in particular over the past year and a half, the development of Illinois Connections and all the many events that have served to engage alumni in new novel ways and with tools such as you've displayed that I think are pioneering approaches to that. And I completely share your optimism about the future. We do we are engaging a lot of alums, but there are a lot more that we could engage, and so our job is not yet done. But thank you to Lauren for all of his work, and thank you, Steve, for your service also.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Well, Jim and Steve both, thanks for being here, and thanks for your reports. Appreciate it.